Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. This is Susan Puzio. And this is the Prophetic News Radio broadcast coming to you live over the internet on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to thank Blog Talk Radio today for this great opportunity. And we want to let you know that our program today is called Gangsta Preachers. And some of these preachers out there, they act like gangsters. It's a mess. But didn't Jesus say that in the end times, perilous times would come? So we want to be a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and so you will not be deceived. The best way to not be deceived is to read your Bible for yourself and find out what the Word of God says, because if any preacher, minister, TV minister, whatever, 5,000 church preacher, 5,000 member church preacher, whatever, if they're saying something that does not line up with the Word of God, then we should not believe those people. We should always ask questions if we suspect something doesn't line up with the Word of God. Any preacher, minister, so-called, that will not allow you to approach them or ask them a question, well, just forget about that person, because any of us can be wrong at any time, so we shouldn't be afraid of correction or be angry at someone because they try to correct us. All of us need it from time to time, amen? So we want to let you know also that we have a website, and it is propheticnews.com. And there's some great articles there for you. So many wonderful topics, links to other websites of people that love the Lord and can help you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, the one who died for us, the one who saved us from our sins. Hallelujah. So we want to let you know that there is a Savior. There is someone that loves you no matter what's going on in your life today. Jesus Christ loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to wash your sins away, all your past life, anything you've done. He can wash it away, and he forgets about it, and you can start all over again. It's wonderful to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, we are on YouTube. Wonderful response on YouTube. We've been on YouTube just over a month, and we've had close to 8,000 views of some of our videos, so we're very thankful for that. And our channel is Jonah, T for Tom, 48. So you can go there and view some great videos. Also, I want to let you know that Monday evening at 9 p.m. on the Prophecy Zone channel, I have a one-hour program, and that's Phil Armstrong of Prophecy Zone Radio. So you can check out his ministry. He's on the air quite a few times during the week, but he has a channel. It's eventually going to be a 24-hour end times channel on the internet radio. So I will be interviewing Kevin Oliver from Not Your Typical Negro on YouTube. And I've been a big fan of Kevin Oliver for a while now, since I started viewing his videos on YouTube. And you'll be greatly blessed. He's got some great videos on abusive churches. He also talks about these gangster preachers, Creflo Dollar. I like his testimony about how I got out of debt without tithing or seed sowing or confessing or any of that. And Kevin was in an abusive church, so he's got a great testimony. So please tune in Monday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Prophecy Zone channel for our guest, Kevin Oliver. And I know that you will be greatly blessed. I just want to mention again this week, for some of you that haven't heard me talk about it, the vaccines, I want to make it a point to mention it every week, because I'm hoping that all of you that are listening can take this news to your friends, and they can tell their friends, and more people can find out that most childhood vaccinations are made from aborted babies. And we see a rise in autism and brain damage in children, mental illness, and they're putting children on drugs because they can't control them. Well, they're injecting them with these vaccines that are made from aborted babies. You can do a search on the internet for vaccines made from abortion, and you can see all the package inserts. You don't really hear this too much. I noticed there's quite a bit of information about it on the internet, but I saw someone on Christian television the other day, a doctor who I had sent the information to. He's a Christian doctor, but I never heard him talk about it. And he was talking to another minister about vaccines. He was talking about the monkey embryos and the aluminum and the formaldehyde that they used in the vaccine, but yet he did not mention the one most hideous ingredient is the products of abortion. Terrible. So be aware of what you're injecting into your child. You have a right to know. You should ask questions when you go to the doctor about any medication that's given or injected. So we want to see more children grow up with a sound mind and have a great opportunity to live their lives abundantly. So our theme scripture today is Deuteronomy 18. And, you know, gangster preachers, they misquote the word of God. But if you look at Deuteronomy 18, verse 20, "But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die." Well, that's pretty harsh. Of course, this was the Old Testament. There was no grace there. "And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him." Also, if you look at Deuteronomy 18, verse 10, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or he uses divination," which is witchcraft, "or an observer of times," which is astrology, "or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer." A necromancer is a person who talks to the dead. And we hear quite a few of these famous so-called preachers talking about how they go to heaven, how they talk to dead people. Well, that's what a necromancer is. We don't talk to dead people. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. I was quite shocked this week. I did get a email from a previous guest, Bud Press, and I asked that you would really go and check out his website because he has some wonderful information there called the Christian Research Network. And he does his research, Bud Press. So he sent me an email about a so-called prophetic conference that Paula White is having at her church. I think it's next week. Anyway, one of the guests at this conference is a young man. He's 19 years old, and his name is Manasseh Jordan. Anyway, when I saw the picture, I thought it looked exactly like Bernard Jordan. And Bernard Jordan is, he's on BET. He used to go around to quite a few of the Word of Faith charismatic churches until they found out, most of them found out, that he was a New Ager. He's not saved. He's into divination. He actually says that he is God. There's a video on YouTube where you can see him saying that if you declare I am, you become God. You yourself can become God if you declare I am. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is total divination. Total familiar spirit, and now his son, this young man called Manasseh Jordan, is going around to meetings. Benny Hinn, who I think is totally cracked up, really, he had this young man at some of his meetings, and now this is ridiculous because why in the world really? You know, unless somebody has a rebuke for you, or most prophets, you know, they're not going to tell you, "Oh, I love you, my child, and thou art going to be rich and have a great ministry and be famous and all that." That's nothing but flattery. That's not prophecy, dear. Anyway, we don't really need prophets. I mean, in the New Testament, Jesus is the prophet. We hear from Jesus. All of us can hear from Jesus for ourselves. So why do you want to go to a meeting and sit and wait for somebody to give you a word about your life when all you have to do is ask God about your life? And most of the things that these people tell you, you already know. So it's not prophecy. There was some prophets in the New Testament, yes, I think it was Agabus, and he prophesied a famine. John the Baptist, he was a prophet. He rebuked people, and he told them about their sins. So, yeah, but not somebody like this guy, Manasseh Jordan. He goes to Benny Hinn's meeting. You can see these videos on YouTube. And he actually pushes people down. If you see him, he hits people and he pushes them down, and that's supposed to be the Holy Ghost knocking people down. Well, I don't think so. You don't have to hit people and hurt them and push them. He was pushing both men and women, and then he goes ba 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 ba, you know, he's trying to speak in tongues, but I mean it sounds like some kind of ridiculous nonsense that's coming out of this young man's life. And Benny Hinn, oh, he's in awe. He's in awe. He tells this young man to, come up and stand next to him. And then this young man says, well, there's somebody in the fifth row or something that's got a polo shirt on, and his name is so-and-so. And Benny goes, oh, where is he sitting? And what's his name? And, oh, he's so in awe of this. But, you know, it's nothing but a bunch of foolishness. You know, who cares if somebody knows your name or what kind of a shirt you're wearing? Or that's a familiar spirit. And Benny Hinn doesn't have enough sense to know the background of this man's father, who goes to India, and he holds prayer beads. You can also see the pictures if you go to Christian Research Network. Bud Press has the pictures there of Bernard Jordan going to India, and he's in front of these temples with all these gods and goddesses, and he's wearing a long dress, and he has beads dangling, and then he's got one of those dots in the middle of his forehead, which is a Hindu thing. You know, what is wrong with these people? You need to run away from people like Benny Hinn. Unless he repents, you need to stay away from him. Paula White, you know, I think Paula White is cracked up too. She's having this Manasseh Jordan at a so-called prophetic conference next week. Well, when I heard about it, I said, well, I'm going to call the church. I'm going to call without walls and see if I can talk to somebody there about why are they having this guy there. He's not saved, and he's no prophet. So I called the church, and somebody answered the phone, and they said, oh, hi, we're glad you called, and we want to tell you about our prophecy conference we're having next week. So I said, well, that's why I'm calling. I'm calling about the prophecy conference because I want to know why you're having this Manasseh Jordan, the son of Bernard Jordan, at your church. These people aren't saved. They're into divination, familiar spirits. And so she put me through to a pastor. Anyway, he wasn't there. Just I got a voicemail. So I called back again, and I said to the lady answering the phone, I said, well, you know, can I talk to a pastor, please, not a voicemail? So she said, well, I can put you through to customer service, and you can tell. I said, no, I don't want customer service. I said, you know what? You people are messed up over here. I'm calling because I'm concerned about what's going to happen to the people that are going to attend these meetings, who probably will get this spirit on them, the spirit of deception. What's wrong with those pastors over there? And so she didn't want to give me to anybody else. And, you know, Paula White's not going to talk to you. So what can you do except pray? And we need to pray for these people because the deception is terrible. And also I want to let you know that we do have a live call-in number if you want to call in, if you have any questions. It's 914-338-1638. And I'm going to go over to the chat room now and see if we have any chatters. But I just can't believe it. I've never seen so much deception in my life. You know, just when you think that you've seen it all, you see something like this young man going around to churches where people claim to be born again, prophesying to people, getting big offerings. Don't pastors ask people anymore before they invite them to their church what they believe? Even if you look at Christian television, you see so many people are on there who are universalists. They believe in ultimate reconciliation, which is they believe that everyone is going to be saved in the end, whether they confess Jesus Christ or not. They believe there's no hell. Well, you see these people on Christian television. I wonder, why why don't people get a statement of faith before they put people on the air? We're talking about people's eternal destiny. It's serious. It's serious. We don't handle the Word of God lightly. It's people's lives are at stake. So I'm saying, really, boycott these gangster preachers. Boycott them. If they don't repent, then just I just hope they go away and stop deceiving people. It's like also this week, if you notice, there's a telethon going on the Daystar Network. And Marcus and Joni Lamb. And they've had Mike Murdoch on quite a few times this week. Well, I heard Mike say this morning that maybe you have a lost love. Maybe someone has taken their love away from you. But, you know, for an offering, $1,000 maybe, God can restore that love. Now, just imagine that. The God of creation, you can actually give him $1,000 and he will talk to the person that doesn't love you anymore and they will love you again. These people are crazy. I mean, there is no limit to what they'll do or what they'll say to get money. They've been totally turned over. They don't care about you anymore. I mean, imagine hurting people that are hurting, going through a divorce, or, you know, they've got some kind of a family problem, and they tune into Daystar Network, and these people are supposedly talking about Jesus. But what do they hear? For your gift, your love gift of any size, or hopefully $1,000, because Mike says there's 3,000 miracles. The Lord told him 3,000 miracles. And that's for a gift of $1,000. Your love will come back to you. It's ridiculous. I don't know how people tolerate this stuff. I really don't. I don't know how people stand it. I just don't know. If you also look at this Bernard Jordan guy, he says that he was training up neophytes. He was raising up these neophytes that he calls them, his disciples, 300 of them, to become prophets. And, I mean, this guy is strange. Don't spend too much time looking at him because, I mean, I believe he hypnotizes people. He's dangerous. So don't spend too much time looking at him, but he's a false prophet. His son is a false prophet. And if your pastor or invites these kind of people to your church, then speak out. If they refuse to hear what you're saying, then just leave. Just leave. We don't have to put up with this kind of stuff. I get emails from people that, you know, they had to leave their church because they tried to go to the pastor to point things out, things that they were hearing that they knew didn't line up with the Word of God. And so what happens? They're shunned. And they have to leave the church. They have to leave their friends behind. But you know what? The only friend that you'll ever really have in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And don't we want to hear the Lord Jesus Christ say to us one day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Well, I want to hear those words. I know that. I want to hear those words. And some other things that some of these gangster preachers do. You know, the Bible talks about wolves, and that wolves will come in. And we're seeing this so much now. If you look at Acts 20, verse 29, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." Luke 10:3. Go your way, your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Oh, isn't that the truth? But there has to be a shepherd that protects the sheep from these wolves. And we see so many pastors, they call themselves pastors, but they have no love for the sheep. They just love money, and they'll do anything to get money. And they compromise the word of God. They water it down. They bring these false prophets into the church to deceive people. And Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And we have to be discerning. We have to have discernment. We need to be able to recognize false prophets. Like I said, get out your King James Version. That's my favorite version. And check it out. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then throw it out. Get it, run away from those people if you have to. 2 John 1:7 says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Titus 1:10 says, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. And in the chat room, I see you, Gail. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I see a Bible reader in the chat room. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening today. We know for sure we are in the end times. We know it. We see so much heresy and so much error. 2 Peter 2:1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Don't be afraid to be discerning. Don't be afraid to stand up for the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God, because, like I said before, people's eternal destinies are counting on you to give them the truth and to show them the real love of God, not this kind of phony love that we're seeing, that, you know, if you send money, you get blessed, all this kind of thing. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's just wrong. If anyone claims to be a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ and they're not doing it out of a pure heart, regardless if they get any money or they don't get any money, then run away from people, because the love of God is not in them. And we just want to let you know today that Jesus Christ is real. He is a real person, and He loves you. He saved me 30 years ago. He changed my life. I was born again. And when you're born again, what that means is first you were born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. And all you have to do to be born again is ask Jesus to come into your life. Ask Him if He's real. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Tell Him you're sorry for your sins. Believe He is the Son of God and that He died for you, and He rose again, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. And He's coming again. He's coming again to deliver us. He's coming again. And you can know where you're going after you leave this life. After you die, you can know that you're going to heaven. Heaven is a real place. It's a real city. And God lives there. We didn't come from apes. Hallelujah. We're created in the image of an almighty God. So I want to thank you today for tuning in. God bless you. Don't forget to tune in Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Prophecy Zone Network for my guest, Kevin Oliver of Not Your Typical Negro on YouTube. You're going to love the program. Don't forget, give your life to Jesus today. He's the only one that really loves you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city. On a hill, and someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.